This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. There's a rapidly growing group of people in New York City, seen by almost everyone, but known by almost no one. Canners. They eke out a living collecting cans and bottles, redeeming them for a nickel apiece. And they're the subject of Matthew O'Neill and John Alpert's film Redemption, the second of the Oscar-nominated short documentaries that we're profiling this week. My co-host Audie Cornish talked with O'Neill about their project. And as we find out, canners often see the world through what they can redeem. For them, a $2.50 cup of coffee costs
50 cans. $2.50.
Walnuts and aromatic herbs coated in dark chocolate. That's 450 cans. 100 million cans for this townhouse.
100 million cans for a townhouse. Matthew O'Neill, tell us a little bit more about Walter, this person who is a canner.
It was wonderful to hear Walter's voice there. Actually, as I was taking the subway up to the studios, I saw a canner in the subway, and I was thinking of Walter because I thought, well, 250, that's 60 cans to get into the subway. That's what you'd need. But Walter was living on the streets for years, very sadly. He passed away about 6 months ago. He was living underneath the West Side Highway and was hit by an Amtrak train.
My gosh.
And so we mourn the loss of Walter, because I think Walter would have really enjoyed that this film is getting the attention that it is, because he thought it was important to let us into his life and show the world how canners are living on the streets in New York.
I'm so sorry to hear that. One of the things that is so striking about the film is that characters, people like Walter, they interview each other. You have them essentially asking each other about their lives.
It's their community, and they talk to each other on the street as they're working, and unfortunately, too many New Yorkers ignore them. So since no one else is asking them questions and talking, they're interacting with each other. When Sheila Nevins, the president of HBO Documentary Films, asked John Alpert and I to make this film, she had all these questions about who these people were, what were their backgrounds, because as a New Yorker, we see them on the street every day, and you know, I'm sorry to say, until we made this film, I didn't spend a lot of time talking and asking about their lives.
And for people who may not be as familiar with this, describe what someone like Walter, you know, looks like when they're coming down the street after a long day of canning.
Walter and many of the characters in the film can 18, 20 hours a day, and it's brutally difficult work. So their bodies are broken, and you can hear them, the clink of the cans coming down the street. Canners know when they hear the clink of a bottle going into a garbage bin, and we know when the bags are drawn down the street. We hear them scraping along, and our ears perk up.
Now, there's also this sense of loss in hearing people in the movie describe what they had been doing before canning became a way of life for them.
Before you started doing this, man, what were you doing before?
Actually, I was cooking a restaurant.
Me too, man. I was short order cook, man, yeah. Downtown.
Yeah.
You say you came straight from Japan, or you used to work here before?
Downtown. What you downtown?
You used to work in the World Trade Center?
Yeah.
I received a Bachelor of Science, and then I got into the computer industry. I've worked with Microsoft, I've worked with Compaq, and now I'm helping keep the city clean.
It's very much a community that of people who have kind of crossed a class border or crossed some sort of line.
In New York City, there are no jobs for the people in that are being marginalized and then the working poor. Those jobs don't exist anymore. 50% of New Yorkers are living paycheck to paycheck right now. And that means that there's a lot of us who are 2 weeks away from digging through the trash to collect bottles and cans.
Many people in the movie also mention the competition and that this kind of growing sense that there are more and more people side by side with them competing for these cans. Did you actually end up finding that to be true?
Absolutely. You see in the film a real fight that happens between Susan and another canner. And in the 2.5 years over which we filmed Redemption, the number of canners on the street probably doubled. Downtown in Chinatown, where our community center is, there used to be lots of jobs for the Chinese. There used to be factories and sweatshops, and there was manufacturing, people making things. And all those jobs are gone. And now many, many of the people who used to work in those factories are on the street collecting bottles and cans.
Matthew O'Neill, he's one of the directors of the Oscar-nominated short documentary Redemption. Matthew, thank you for speaking with us.
Audie, thanks so much for having us on.
That's Matthew O'Neill talking with my co-host Audie Cornish as part of our conversations this week about best documentary short films.